447 WDEV AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. I want to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and in Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. And really, no matter what your experience level is, they've got something for you. No matter what your product need is, they've got something for you. If it's involved with yard care, homeownership, or fix-it things, they've got something for you. Our guy Kyle over at the St. Albans location, is with us now. And Kyle is here on a Monday. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm surviving a soggy day, but at least I don't have to shovel the rain.
At least you don't have to shovel the rain, that's for sure. You talk about, you know, kind of a crummy day. It's not a good day to be outside doing some spring cleaning, but when it is, you've got stuff for that.
Yeah, so a lot of people have been coming in and they want to shake off all the winter cobwebs, and they're coming in to check out all the different options that we have to spruce up the outside of their houses. Obviously, people are starting to think about painting the outside of their house or maybe replacing the vinyl siding. If it's something that you want to just clean your vinyl siding, if you get like a power vent sometimes from a furnace over the winter, we'll put like soot and smoke and things like that on the side of your vinyl siding. We have a lot of great products. We have one called 60 second cleaner, and it's exactly what it says it is. You just spray it on, wait 60 seconds and hose it off, and it gets rid of mold, mildew, grime, all kinds of stuff like that. Simple Green is also a great product, but a lot of people have been in for like brushes and squeegees, and they're cleaning their windows if they're not going to get new windows and doors, and everybody wants to take care of what they have. But there's a lot of cool products, and there's even some that screw it on the end of a garden hose, and you can clean like second and third floor windows with them without even having to put a ladder up. So a lot of cool options there.
I know also, don't you guys do a lot of stuff with screens as we're starting to sit outside again, screened in, you know, porch doors, window screens, et cetera?
Yeah, so we actually carry a product called Screen Ease, and I actually helped the customer with this before I left work today. So it's actually a system. Instead of having to have a whole aluminum frame for your screen and take it in and out, it's a two-part system. You actually screw the track on, and then you put your screen up, and you just snap these little plastic caps over it, and it holds the screen in place. Super easy for maintenance if you ever want to take the screen out, hose it off, wash it out, and pop it right back in. Yeah, they're great. Screen Ease is definitely a really, really cool thing. Time saver. I know a lot of people with camps on the lake, they like to do that, and homeowners do also, especially if it's like a large open porch where you can't get a standard screen in there. You can span pretty much any distance with the Screen Ease products. It's really, really neat.
That's good, because the one time I replaced a screen from a screen window, I remember I feel like I had to cut the thing. I had to have, like, it felt like I was twine. I don't even know. It took too long. I know that. This sounds better.
Yeah, the classic way to do it is you get like a hollow aluminum channel, and then you can have either internal corners or external corners depending on the look you want, but you have to measure them to fit specifically to windows, and then if it's wrong, you have to bring it back in and get it adjusted. Where Screen Ease, you can just cut it on the job site, screw it up, put your screen up, and you're done.
I kind of like what you were just talking about, that thing to put on a garden hose. My dad is like hassling the rest of my family about wanting to pressure wash one side of the house, and I'm like, we don't need to pressure wash one side of the house, but maybe one of your knickknacks can help me accomplish the same thing without having to rent out the pressure washer for the weekend.
Yeah, you can absolutely get a little adapter that screws on the end of your garden hose. You can pour the 60-second cleaner in there, and then with the you can either select jet or wash, and you can spray it, let it sit, and then just turn it to wash and hose it right off, and it'll look almost as good as new.
I'm going to buy that, because he wants to spend hundreds of dollars on this pressure washer, and I'm trying to talk him out of it. So I'm going to be in the St. Albans location to have you walk me through it, and then so I can buy it and then tell him how to use it.
Perfect. Aisle number one, right when you walk in, halfway down on the left.
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to get Taco Bell on my way, no doubt about that. If I'm going to St. Albans, I'm getting Taco Bell. Save your comments, everybody, about it not being local. Local people work there, so I can support that, too. Kyle, thank you.
Very welcome. Stay dry, everybody.
All right, there goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. I love local establishments, but, yes, I got a hankering for Taco Bell always.